makanan sehari-hari. Ku rela pergi pagi, pulang pagi, hanya untuk mengais rezeki. Doakan saja aku pergi, semoga pulang dompetku terisi. Tak perlu resah, aku sedang berusaha demi kebahagiaan.
Voice of Indonesia. From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Here is the news. Several countries, including Indonesia, are seeing a rise in COVID-19 cases with low death rates. Epidemiologist and global health expert from Griffith University, Diki Budiman, explained the reasons behind the rise. Speaking on Voice Talk with RRI, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said COVID-19 is now considered endemic. He added that while transmission is the same as before, new variants spread more easily and cause infections faster. Let's come to the next news. Indonesia's Trade Minister Budi Santoso announced that export from micro, small and medium enterprises reached over $68 million, approximately 1 trillion rupiah between January and May 2025. He made this announcement during the send-off of a micro, small and medium enterprises footwear export worth $38,000 to Kuwait in Surabaya recently. Minister Budi Santoso said that stronger trade networks and improved product quality have helped these enterprises export, grow, and compete both globally and domestically. That's the news.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia, the World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, at the program of RRINet on Indonesia Today. On Wednesday, 4th June 2025, I hope that all of you are fine. Today can not only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Day by day, every day, I hope that you are able to improve your capabilities. Make sure that you are able to build your capacity in order to make your life better than before. And even it is also able to make your job or activities easier, you are able to do it effectively and even you know, comfortably when this is especially for the sake of your life. Well, listener, as usual here, our team has already prepared our interesting segments that cannot only educate you, but even also entertain you for today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. As today here, we have, you know, we have also such, so please stay tuned at www.voice.id. We have interview today, special interview related to, you know, our Voice Talk. It is also talking about, you know, the tuberculosis vaccine, listener. And we have, you know, our source man, this is really expert, and he's really expert in his field. And hopefully you are still able to stay tuned at www.voice.id, because at this special review you will also know much more about tuberculosis vaccine, and especially this, you know, because tuberculosis as a really dangerous disease, and this is also imperative for us to know deeply about how to prevent it and how to know the vaccine, so that the people can be prevented by this vaccine, especially to get it off and to be, not to get or to be, you know, here is here. In this case, to be like, you know, yeah, this is far from the distance of this tuberculosis as this infectious disease. So please stay tuned and don't go anywhere, because after this song, we'll be right back to accompany you again. The song here that we've already prepared from Banda Neira with title Sampai Jadi Debu. Enjoy the song.
mengabarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Semua bertaut udara di gelombang semesta. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia. Gaya, budaya, alam, khatulistiwa. Kita kabarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Semua bertaut udara di gelombang semesta. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir. Sesungguhnya
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you know that tuberculosis is an infectious disease caused by the bacterium Mycobacterium tuberculosis, which usually affects the lungs but also affects other body organs. You know that the disease is transmitted through the air when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or talks. And related to this, listener, on the Void Talk, we have special interview talking about tuberculosis vaccine with Director of Postgraduate Studies, Yarsi University, former Director of Infectious Diseases, World Health Organization, Southeast Asia 2018 up to 2020, Bapak Profesor Dr. Chandra Yoga. Good afternoon, Prof. Chandra Yoga.
Good afternoon.
With me, Faisal, at the studio, Prof. Chandra.
Hello, Faisal.
Hello, how are you today, Prof. Chandra?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Prof, for your time as well as attention. Join this special interview today. And
my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank okay. you for inviting me.
Okay. Well, Prof Chandra, before we talk more about tuberculosis vaccine, actually, how do you see the spread of tuberculosis illness in Indonesia so far, Prof?
So let me begin in general, yeah, because you mentioned about the TB or tuberculosis is due to a bacteria called Mycobacterium tuberculosis. Mm-hmm. This bacteria was found on 1882, so it's more than 160 years already. Mm-hmm. That's number one fact. After the disease was, the bacteria was found, several years after that, several medication for treat TB has also been found. So we know the disease, we know the bacteria that caused it, and we have the drug, we have the treatment. But up to now, TB is still a big problem globally as well as in Indonesia. So that is the beginning of why we have this discussion today. So for globally, there are millions of people get TB every year and also pass away because of TB. And for Indonesia, about a million new cases every year of TB. And 100 something. So about every 15 minutes, one people will die because of TB in Indonesia. So that is more or less the situation. And of course, we all know that there are several countries who has a big number of TB cases in the world. Number one is in India, and number two is Indonesia. So we contribute, maybe contribute is not a good word, but anyway, the second largest number of new TB cases in the world globally is Indonesia. So that is the our problem for TB in the country.
So especially in Indonesia, Prof, usually most infectious for this illness, I mean, coming from children or adult, doctor?
Both. This TB can affect children, can affect adult as well. So affect any age.
Okay, so this cannot mention about only children but also adults here. So all factors, all ages can also experience about this illness, Prof.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Prof. Chandra, we have already heard that Indonesia, the readiness of Indonesian government to become a test site for a new TB vaccine. So how do you see this, Prof. Chandra?
Okay, before going to that one, so as we already discussed earlier, the TB is still a public health problem globally as well for Indonesia. So because TB is public health problem globally, so at the Sustainable Development Goal SDG target, it was targeted that the epidemic of TB should be controlled by 2030. But as you know, this SDG was established before COVID. So after COVID, there are some disruption on TB control elsewhere in the world. So there are several in a global international declaration to mention what is when TB can be eliminated or at least controlled. There is target of 2030, there is target of 2035, etc. To be able to reach that target, since we already know the treatment, I mean, we already know the bacilli, we already know the treatment, we need a vaccine. So that's why there are a very big movement to find a new vaccine for TB. Why I said a new vaccine? Because now we have vaccine, what we call it BCG, Bacillus Calmette-Guérin. This TB vaccine was found in 1921.
1921, so it's already, wow.
Yes, so it's already more than 100 years ago.
How?
But it cannot, it has also an impact for children for two things. It can reduce the severity of TB in children, but it can, and also it can reduce the possibility of death due to TB. But it cannot prevent the transmission. So even you got the vaccine that are available now, you can still be get TB even though after vaccination. So that's why globally people are trying to find a new vaccine. So WHO in this regard have several pipeline which vaccine is good or not good, etc. And now we are still in the process. And now before there were several candidates of the new vaccine, now at least there are two or three candidates that hopefully it can be processed more to be able to see the result after clinical trial. So that's the whole picture. Okay, so one of that vaccine, of course all of that vaccine need a clinical trial. As you may know, there are three steps of clinical trial: phase one, phase two, phase three, and then after that it can be produced, and then phase four clinical trial will be done. So at least there are two or three now already finished the phase two trial. The result is quite okay after phase two. Now we are beginning the phase three. One of the vaccine that are in phase three have clinical trial in Indonesia. It's already happening actually, starting last year. So Indonesia is one of the country now performing the clinical trial phase three of one of the candidate TB vaccine. That is the situation.
So this is really important, Professor, because of this, we can say the previous vaccine that you said before, I mean, Indonesia has already used the vaccine for many, many years. That's why the new vaccine is really important to be used by Indonesian people, and not even also for Indonesian people, also people in the world, Prof. Chandra. So, talking, I'm really interested what you said, Prof, about we must also know about the four phases before as the fourth is able to be produced directly, Prof. For the three phases trials, Prof, that you said before, actually, in what province maybe, or in what city, I mean, especially of Indonesia also, that really, especially really needed for this use for, Prof?
So the new vaccine, new drug, or those kind of things will have to go a clinical trial in several countries.
Okay.
Because the new drug or the new vaccine will be used globally. It will not be used only in one or two country. So that is what we call a multi-country clinical trial.
Okay.
So the phase one might be only performed in only few countries, but the phase two, more countries. Phase three, more countries. Hmm. So at the end of the day, all of the results will be combined into one.
Okay.
Whether the vaccine is effective or not effective. I will just give hypothetically explanation, might not be correct. So for instance, that clinical trial is done in 5 countries. This is not about TB vaccine, but any drug happening in 10 countries, in 5 countries. If in 4 countries, mm-hmm. I mean in one country successful, but in 4 countries not successful, it doesn't mean that drug or vaccine can be used in this country. That is, so no.
Oh.
Because this is a combination result. Globally, we combine all of the results from several countries. Then we will say, okay, so this vaccine is basically, there are two things, is safe and is effective. So it should be safe, but it also should be effective. If the limit of safety and efficacy is there, then vaccine can be produced later on.
So, Prof. Chandra, it was previously that, I mean, a number of countries have also been selected and are carrying out trials of this TB vaccine. If Indonesia already later selected as TB vaccine trial country, so what kind of benefits, Prof, actually, that Indonesian government, even Indonesia overall, of getting this benefit from, Prof, from this vaccine?
You know, this is the question that you already prepared and it was sent to me. It's a little bit not so correct. You know, from the very beginning, it was mentioned, it was already planned that this mm-hmm. clinical trial will be done in 5 countries. So not 4 countries first and after that added Indonesia. No, that's not correct. So from the very beginning, clinical trial phase 3 of this particular vaccine will be done in 5 countries.
Okay.
It's already begin on 2024. So, and how many participant in each country, also globally they choose, because there is a system, a sampling system, how to choose which country, which area, how many participant, how many thousand from this country, how many thousand from that country. So after that, again, the clinical trial will be run in all of that country, as we mentioned before, then the result will be combined, all of that result. So if the question, what is the benefit of clinical trial in Indonesia? Benefit number one is, of course, our scientists now is a part of the global scientists that perform the clinical trial. That is the benefit number one. The benefit number two, of course, we could, you know, improve our knowledge and science in a vaccine clinical trial that's very good for our scientific community. As at this present time, since this is just the beginning of the phase 3, we will see the result later on. I mean, you cannot link the clinical trial now with the result of the Indonesian people later on. That is too early to say, like as of now. Let's see all of the 5 countries perform the clinical trial. I think they said about 2-3 years, maybe 2027 or 2028, there will be a result, then we will see the result. If the result is good, then it will be produced, etc.
Okay. Prof. Chandra, this is really happened in Indonesia, because you know that we know that not many Indonesian people, especially for in the city of Jakarta, I haven't ever seen that many also people really reject about vaccine, Prof. So in this case, according to you, are there also challenges and obstacles in implementing TB vaccination in Indonesia, Prof?
Again, if we relate that one mm-hmm. with the clinical trial, that's two different story. For the new vaccine, it is still under development. It is still under clinical trial. We do not know the result after it, the trial will finish. Maybe 2028 again. That's one thing. But the other thing, vaccination is a normal procedure. We have vaccination for COVID. We have vaccination for TB with the old vaccine. We have vaccination for polio. There are several vaccination happening now in the community. And I believe for COVID, I think most of us get COVID vaccination. For vaccination for children, most of the children, because you're talking about Jakarta already, receive several kind of vaccination. And the government trying to increase the coverage, number of vaccination to prevent more diseases. So vaccination is kind of way to prevent disease. That's one thing. For TB, now is giving the BCG vaccine, the one that found in 1921. For this new vaccine, we will see the result later on.
Okay. Prof, we have also a question from our listener, Prof. Can TBC be cured by having the vaccine, sir? I mean, yeah, whether old vaccine or maybe for this also current vaccine, actually people who get get infectious from tuberculosis, can they be cured to be healthy again, sir, and never get infectious again after they are healthy?
Okay, number one, vaccine is for preventing disease. Vaccine is not for curing. Vaccine is not a treatment. For treatment, there is another thing called drugs, medicine. So we get vaccine to be for us not to get the disease. We receive COVID vaccine for us not to get the COVID-19. Or at least if we got the COVID-19, will not be the severe one. That's vaccine. Curing or treatment is different things. As we mentioned earlier, we already have TB drug from 1940-something already being done. Mm-hmm. But the problem of TB medication is for 6 months. This is quite long. People has to finish it in 6 months. Now there is a new medication. It is shortened to 4 months, but still 4 months. Okay? So if the treatment is only several days, maybe it's easy because the treatment is several months. So it will need some, you know, continuity of the people to get it. But that is for treatment. Vaccines is another issue. So if the hope is this vaccine could prevent people to get the disease, not to be cured, because if it is already get the disease, then it is not the job of vaccine, but the job of drug or medicine.
Okay. Prof, this is really interesting to ask you more detail, Prof, because Indonesia, especially in public transportation, sometimes the passengers are really crowded, Prof. Maybe in Transjakarta, right? Maybe in public transportation like train, lots of people are crowded in the bus or even in the train, Prof. The question is, besides having TB vaccine, is there any way to protect ourselves in order not to be infected with tuberculosis, Prof?
Okay, there are three things. Number one, to be able to protect ourselves from TB, from any kind of disease, is to perform our healthy behavior. Eat well, exercise, sleep well, etc. Mm-hmm. So those kind of behavior, healthy behavior, should be, you know, part of our daily life, because health is very important. We know that health is important, but so that's number one. Okay, number two, if there is a patient, if there is a case with TB, that particular patient should get treatment. not only for him or her to be cured, mm-hmm. but only for also for him or her not to transmit other people. So that is curing for them is important. That is 2A, I can say. For 2B, since you know now there's also a increasing of on COVID cases, that using wearing masks for people who are coughing or for is should be a how could I say should be a habit. So if you are coughing or if you have a fever, better stay at home. But if you cannot stay at home and you have to go, please wear a mask. So if you cough, not transmit it to other people. Okay, so number one is healthy behavior. Number two is treating people, treating the one who had a disease or wearing masks, etc. Mm-hmm. And number three is vaccine. Those are the way to prevent people from getting the disease.
Okay, sir. Prof. Chanda, so far, how do you see about the availability of medical instrument in Indonesia? I mean, especially for all, I can say like, yeah, some hospital, misalnya. Is it, I mean, should the Indonesian government be able to give such, yeah, I can say like new advanced technologies for, sir, especially in order to get such new medical instrument so that the infectious people of TB can be can have such much better treatment than before, sir?
Yeah, so again, now we are talking about diagnosis. So there are three things. To prevent is using vaccine. To treat is using medicine or drug. Now we are talking about to get to know whether people have a disease or not. That is the diagnosis part. Before maybe 10, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. this diagnosis only by you have to go by a sputum. So I mean, if TB people coughing, it has sputum coming from the lung. Mm-hmm. So we examine that sputum under the microscope, the ordinary microscope. Then we can see whether it has a TB bacilli or not. That is before. Now there is a new technology.
Okay.
Like something similar with the test for COVID-19. We have a molecular test, rapid molecular test for TB. And because you said hospital, it's not only available in hospital, it should be available in health center. And it is available in health center. So the rapid molecular test for TB is available in health center. And maybe we remember that for because as you mentioned, TB is affected the lung, so there should be an X-ray of the lung. X-ray of the lung, we already know from many minutes ago, but there is no now new development. There is an AI, artificial intelligence aspect on the X-ray. So the new technology now is, number one, is the rapid molecular test. And number two is the AI X-ray machine for diagnosis TB. The rapid molecular test is available in the health center, especially in the, because you mentioned, keep mentioning about Jakarta, for sure Jakarta they have. But this X-ray with artificial intelligence, I think the availability is increasing. I mean, it's not all health center for sure, but people can get it from several sources in Jakarta as well as in other part of the country.
Okay. All right, finally, we have the last question, Prof. Chandra. Do you have any, maybe do you have any such suggestion, maybe, or messages for Indonesian people so that they are able to prevent from tuberculosis? Go ahead, Prof.
Okay, now, yes. Number one, we have to know that TB is still with us, not only in Indonesia, but there's, I was in Australia last week. There's also TB in Australia. Last month, I was in New York. There was also TB in New York. So everywhere there is TB. Of course, their number is very small compared to us. So, but TB is still with us. In most of the country, there's still TB. So if there is a story about, I'm not, there's a news about TB like this, you know, this is a part of TB because TB is still with us. That's number one. Number two, TB patient can be cured 100%.
100%.
So if there is a TB patient, of course, there is some consideration if it is resistant or if there and there might not, cannot be cured easily, but quote unquote, a TB can be cured by the treatment if the patient took the treatment as requested by the doctor. So if it is 6 months, they have to take it for 6 months. Don't stop before the end, because usually after 2-3 months there will be no more complaint. People said, why do I have to take medication? I have no more coughing, no nothing. But it has to be continued until the end. So TB can be treated. Yeah, if you took the medication, you know, as requested. Again, of course, there are several small percentages, if special case with TB with comorbid or TB with this and that, or less than cannot be cured. That's number two. Number three, regarding the topic of our discussion, vaccine is important for TB, for COVID, for everything. So if there is a new vaccine with better protection to prevent any disease, is very good. So for TB, now there is still a vaccine under phase 3 clinical trial. Mm-hmm. We still have to wait the result, and we do hope that the result will be good. Then maybe we can have another discussion in 2-3 years after we know the result of this clinical trial. By the way, before I forgot, for Indonesia, there is a special presidential decree for TB control. It was established, I think, 2021. There is a target on 2030. So now it's already 2025. I do not know whether that target 2030 could be, you know, achieved or not. But let's do our part to control TB. I avoid to use the terminology elimination, but might be difficult to really eliminate. But to control TB by 2030, at least as in line with the presidential decree for TB in 2021 that we have.
All right. Thank you very much, Prof. Chandra Yoga, for your time to give us very, very clear explanation about tuberculosis vaccine. So hopefully this can also be as a good way for Indonesian people, for Indonesian government, so that people are able to prevent from tuberculosis illness. Thank you, Prof. Chandra. Good afternoon.
Hello. Thank you.
All right, listener, that was our special interview on the Void Talk with Director of Postgraduate Studies, YARSI University, former Director of Infectious Diseases, World Health Organization, Southeast Asia, 2018 up to 2020, Professor Dr. Chandra Yoga. And don't go anyway, stay tuned. We have also another song that would like to entertain you. Now the song here is from Juicy Lucy with title Lagu Nikah. Enjoy the song.
Dari esok sampai selamanya, kita buka mata bersama, melihat pagi yang berbeda dari arah terbit yang sama. Dingin malam takkan menyakitkan lagi. Ada temanku melihat bintang kini, setelah sang ibunda kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Marah sebentar saja, 3 hari lah paling lama. Tak semua hal sama selera, karena berbeda lengkap kita. Jika terluka tetap percaya lagi, bukan pertama kita lewati ini. Setelah sang ibunda kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Setelah beri tanda di pangkal jari manisnya, siapapun yang terlena, maafkan aku, dia sudah ku. punya. Oh, 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 oh. Setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa teri. Apa beri restunya.
Over 17,000 islands stretching between two oceans, studded with more active volcanoes than anywhere else. Dazzling natural beauty and biologic diversity. Discover Indonesia's eco-adventure. Home to one of the new seven wonders in nature. An extensive network of national parks and nature preserves, protecting its ecology and biodiversity. Boasting fascinating natural diversity and tropical climate all year round. Ecotourism in Indonesia offers a wide range of exciting outdoor recreation. Exploring nature in unimaginable ways. Adventurous journeys through untamed wilderness. A multitude of opportunities to interact with wildlife in numerous national parks across the country. Home to 28,000 kinds of flowering plants and 300,000 wildlife species. Four of the parks have been declared as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Eight are listed as biosphere reserves, keeping balance between preservation and development. The seascape scenery is as stunningly diverse as the landscape. Unique eco-friendly resorts providing thrilling excitement and environmental sustainability. The epicenter of marine biodiversity. More than 600 species of coral, over 3,000 fish species. The natural wonders of Indonesia. Nature and ecotourism. Wonderful Indonesia.
cuman kisah-kisah aja nyangkut itu.
Only from old stories, Nyangku is washing creases and swords, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Ngora.
Public comment about Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond, has been used as a natural conservation area. Panjalu is an area that, according to the saga, was the embryo of Tatar Sunda Kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Boros Ngora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda Kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. And welfare in the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Boros Ngora, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe Karahayuan, for work for glory. Yes, for Karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan or welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Boros Ngora. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dams. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
Panjalu's economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers, although there is Situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
To strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, The government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence, as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya, erek aya bantuan naon, ya, programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abang Dede also has a dream. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung? Saya disuruh.
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With checks. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
Karena itu kebijaksanaan itu jelas. Maaf kalau saya membandingkan itu.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
Kemarin juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidate for region for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang gitu, daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang mah sarare we di lembur kira-kira gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya WC.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is, if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I'm very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you pleased. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and what is it? Karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, apa gitu dan sebagainya kan seperti itu.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis head of culture and tourism office Agus Yani.
Setelahnya Pangandaran lepas,
after Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Meanwhile, related to regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama
As Panjalu village head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dari desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
After the loss of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Hermansa.
Panjalu juga demikian karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarah unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulud in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, the feature about Panjalu is at the end of our togetherness at the program of Airnet on Indonesia Today. Thank you for listening and watching us, and we are going to continue our Indonesia Today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and Airnet.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area, so must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage.